Glad to see everybody. I get a chance to get this thing started. As we got ready for the 2007 NFL draft and our coverage, we started to hear the name Michael Griffin just a couple of days before the draft began. And he was not a name that we thought would be the one that the Titans would select, because the Titans in 2007 didn't need a safety. And yet this name kept coming up. So I actually went to one of our scouts and I said, Michael Griffin, give me the lowdown on him. And the scout was kind enough to share just a simple phrase. He said, well, all you need to know is this guy is a player. If we take him, it's because the guy is a player. And that's a term that a football guy can share with a non-football guy like me, and that we can all completely understand. And throughout Michael Griffin's career, we certainly saw the guy was a player all the way through. You've got all the figures on the tackles and the sacks and the interceptions and the forced fumbles. But let me share a couple things that really stand out that show how complete an athlete and how complete a player he was. In 2007, he was our primary kick returner for a good bit of the year. Averaged 23 yards per kickoff return. He's one of the best special teams coverage guys that we ever have, that we've ever had. And as a matter of fact, in his first couple years, he led us in tackles in a lot of games. Actually had a game in 2007 where he had 6 special teams tackles in one game. Had a couple of block kicks in his career. Always stood out in everything that he did on the field. And our controlling owner, Amy Adams Strunk, wanted me to read a statement from her that we'll share with everybody. She said, I want to thank Michael for his 9-year tenure with our organization. He was such a dependable player for us during his time here, missing only 3 games over 9 seasons, and he was always among our leading tacklers. His play earned him 2 Pro Bowl selections and the respect of his teammates. Michael was also invested in our community, finding ways to make a difference. I want to wish him and his family the very best in retirement, and I look forward to seeing him at our alumni events in the future. I want to take just a second to mention something important about Michael off the field. He was one of our great guys in the community throughout his 9 years with us. Titans Caravan, hospital visits, school visits, season ticket member events. Many of you had a chance to see all of those. But to those who worked with him here at St. Thomas Sports Park, the guys who are non-football like myself, Michael was also very special in a different way. He came through for us time and time again when we needed help doing our jobs. You need an autographed football for something late. You need an interview for a feature that you're doing. Meet somebody outside to take a picture with, a sponsor or a young fan. Anything that you needed done, you could go to Michael Griffin and he would help you. He wasn't just a football player. He treated everyone like a coach or like a teammate. He treated everyone with kindness and respect. And in the eyes of people who work here, non-football, that makes you a big-time professional. We're lucky to say we have a lot of players on our team like that right now. I'd like to think that Michael Griffin is a huge reason that we have that, because he set a sterling example for how you conduct yourself on the field and how you conduct yourself off the field. So it's my honor on his last day as an NFL player to welcome someone who at this moment becomes a Titan for life, Michael Griffin.
How y'all doing? Long time no see for some of y'all. Teammates right there. IG, where's it going on? Snapchat? Whatever it is. Cool. But first and foremost, I want to say thank y'all for coming. Know it's kind of short notice thing, but again, I can't thank, you know, the fans, can't thank my teammates, especially the ones that's here today. Can't thank the Adams family enough just for giving me this opportunity 10 years ago when they drafted me and gave me the opportunity to play for this great state of Tennessee, to step foot out there, which was LP Field, now Nissan Stadium. Man, those were blessings. Those were days that, you know, that it's days that a lot of people, you know, wish and dream and wake up each and every day to be able to step foot on that field and represent and wear those colors. with pride and give it all you got. And I was one of those guys that was able to go out there and step foot on that field for so many years and play with a bunch of great guys that I feel became family over the years of playing with them. But, again, I mean, today's just a great day. Even when I left to the Minnesota Vikings, which is a great organization, and Carolina Panthers, also a great organization, same time, I always felt like I was still a Titan. I was always cheering my guys on, always texting them. You know, somebody went down, ask them how they were doing and keep their heads up. Somebody was released, whatever it may be. And I always stayed in contact with those guys. So, again, I mean, I can't say nothing. You know, thank y'all. You know, just thank y'all. That's probably all I can really say is thank y'all, because it's a blessing, and I'm so thankful to have that opportunity for the last 9 years to play for this organization. Man, it's just, I think it's just, it's where it all started. You know, to close that chapter in my life of playing the game of football since I was, I think, 8, 9 years old, and now to, you know, start the life after football. Still always going to be a fan and watch my guys and support the guys that played here for this organization and support the organization 110%. But I think this was something that I always said, you know, when I turned 33 years old, I always wanted to retire a Titan. When I signed my second contract, I wanted to get through that and end my career here. And, you know, it was a blessing to be able to come back, sign a one-day deal, and come back and then retire a Titan.
How long did you think you played when you first played up here in 2007?
You know, you always look at those numbers of how long, you know, these guys stay in the lead. I remember just sitting in that locker and watching, you know, the numbers staying the same, but those last names on the back of those jerseys was always changing. And it was just one of those things that, you know, every day, you know, whether it was an injury or whatever it was, try to do my best to get out there on the field and show the team that I was willing to, you know, put my body and give it all I had for my teammates and for this organization. And, you know, you never know when your last play may be, but, again, to play 9 years, I mean, that's sometimes it's unheard of. You know, a lot of guys that I play with, especially at the University of Texas, you know, a lot of guys never made it that long. So it was a blessing, you know, to be able to go out there and do the right things, whatever you had to do to get out there on the field. And, you know, again, the training room staff, Coach Watterson, you know, thank him for what he did while he was here. You know, he did everything he had to keep us on the field.
Certainly, I guess, to have some of your, I guess, former teammates came up, you know, show up here, and I guess that's probably what you missed the most.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, I think the most I miss about football is being around those, that your teammates, that camaraderie that we had, all the jokes and stuff that we had, just being in that locker room, you know, win, lose, or draw, you know, you come in that locker room, you know, you all felt the same, but, you know, it was just being around your family members. I think that was what you miss most when you're out there in the real world. You know, just if y'all want to know what it feels like when you're out there on the other side, when you're looking in. But, again, I mean, it's, you know, you got those days where, you know, you just want to talk to you guys. You know, you pick up the phone, give them a call, shoot them a text, ask them how they're doing, check on things and stuff. But, I mean, that's the thing I miss most is being around the guys that were here.
What do you remember about your very first game here?
First game here? Oh, if you would remember that, the first game, the opening kickoff return, like Mr. Key said, I fumbled the opening kickoff return. I didn't return kicks, so I still don't know how I ended up doing that job. But opening kickoff return, fumbled on the first kickoff return, and we recovered, thank God. But after that, I learned from my mistakes, hold the ball tight, you know, when you're returning the kicks. But I think that's what I remember most, the planes flying over and opening kick. I was like, I'm going to take this to the house. And the ball came out and rolled down the field. And I was like, oh, they about to cut me today. But it worked out for me.
When you think back to your playing career, is there a game or a play that stands out?
I think what stands out most is just, you know, watching the guys make plays. I mean, there were some great plays that I seen. I mean, I remember it was a onside kick that I bobbled, and, you know, Jacksonville got the ball back. You know, Sammy came in there and blocked the field goal. We ended up winning that game. There were some plays. I mean, I remember watching Jarrell Casey one time. We was watching film. We realized how fast he really was when we were just watching him run down the field. Tommy Campbell, when we had a trick play on punt return where he came back and returned the kick for a touchdown. I mean, there's just those big plays that I realized from different guys. I mean, I know I made plays that, you know, may stand out, but I mean, just to be on the field and watch those plays that other guys made, and, you know, again, being on the other side of the fence when you're talking to other guys and they're, you know, reminiscing about plays, you know, you, like, I was there, I seen it, you know, you saw it drawn up in the film room, and and then you see it come into play. You know, it's the, I think that's what I remember most is just being out there with my teammates and watching them make plays. So I think. I think Kevin Byard already out-topped that one. You know, it's weird because it was, you know, year two for me. And second to the last game of the season, I got that that interception returned for a touchdown. And watching this year versus Jacksonville, that last game, I mean, he had the one interception already. Then he got the second one, and then he got to eight. So I remember that play, but then it was like kind of like deja vu when I'm watching it. But again, I mean, he's a great player that, you know, I enjoy watching. He makes a lot of plays, makes a lot of quarterbacks pay for, you know, the putting the ball in the air, trying to go deep on him. But he's very exciting to watch. And, you know, and again, like the rest of the defense that I enjoy watching, you know, that's the one thing I enjoy watching the defense and watching those guys go out there and ball out.
How much pride, I guess, you take in your durability, you know, playing
I mean, it was good things. I mean, it wasn't – I didn't really look at him as real serious injuries. I mean, the torn labrum, you know, I was able to still play through that. But, I mean, it was – I feel like you still got your legs, you know, your knees and your ankles, your ACL, whoever it may be. You know, you can still get out there on the field. And, you know, I was blessed to not really have too many of those injuries, maybe a nick and knack here or there. But it was nothing that was able – you know, that cost me to have surgery in my season right away. I'm going to go with myself still. Nah, after Cortland, of course. I mean, he ran a 4.3 coming out of college, and, you know, he was a great teammate of mine also. I mean, I still stay in contact with him. The way he played the game each and every time, I mean, he's a great guy off the field, very amusing. But on the field, I don't know who that guy was still to this day. I mean, it lets you know how old we really are. You know, you see right here, I got all the gray and stuff in the beard. So, yeah, I mean, you look at all those guys that, you know, you played against. I mean, I spoke to Keith Bullock earlier today, Cortland, Chris Hope. I mean, the list goes on. You know, David Thornton being over at Indianapolis right now, Nick Harper, I used to run into him all the time. I mean, you see all those guys and you realize, man, I used to play with y'all. And now it's like, you know, I'm done now. And now you look at some guys that are still playing that – you just like, wow, you know, y'all are still playing. I play with you, but then they're going to be playing with the younger guys, and guys are going to be looking at them the same way that I was looking at those guys. So it's like a brotherhood that continues to go on, and each and every year when the draft comes around, you're inducting more people into this brotherhood, this fraternity that we have. What's next for me right now? GG's Cupcakes, me and Brian Arakpo, we got open right now. That's what's going right now. But right now, just being a fan of my kids. You know, they're all playing sports, supporting them. There you go. Supporting them, you know, they're playing sports. I think I owe them, you know, that most because many games they came to, especially my son flying in each and every week to the home games and staying there for the games. Now it's time for me to go support him, and whether it's drive, wherever he's at, to go watch him play. My daughter, the same thing. And I got a young one that's 13 months old. This is the first opportunity that I get to watch every step of the way, from birth to crawling to walking. This is the first time I got to see every one of those steps. So, I mean, it's a lot that it's a couple of more blessings when it comes to after you playing a game of football, things that people get to see on a daily basis that, you know, being a professional athlete, you don't get to see.
What's maybe your proudest moment, and maybe what's one thing that you weren't able to accomplish that you wish you would have?
I think first and foremost, winning a playoff game. You know, I played in two playoff games, but we didn't win neither one of them. And then from that point on, it would have been winning a Super Bowl. But that's the first thing you have to do is when you get to that postseason, it's a new season. And it's a one-game elimination. And that's the one thing, you know, the first 2 years we couldn't do. 1 year we was the top of the AFC. We played Baltimore at a home game. You know, some things did happen that didn't work out in our favor for the outcome of that game. But we still had a lot of opportunities to score touchdowns where we turned the ball over. But I mean, you win as a team, you lose as a team. So there's no finger point. You just realize that we got to execute and make the plays when they need to be made. And you got to play till the whistle's blown.
What was last season like for you not being in the league for the
You know, I was still training just in case if I got a call. But, I mean, I went back to school. I finished and got my degree. Was working on the GG's Cupcakes project, you know, going into corporate office, learning the ins and outs, the build-out, just things that you know, you take for granted that you don't realize this goes on. I mean, when you lead the game of football, all you know is the X's and O's, the playbook. That's what you know. But when you get out there and you start looking at, you know, how businesses run, the ins and outs of things that, you know, you never really thought about because, you know, since I was young, I always played sports and that always came easy to me. But now you're learning the whole business world of, you know, the build out process, doing your numbers and stuff on, you know, when you're in the bakery of how many cakes you're supposed to bake and things of that nature. That's stuff that I had no clue about because that's something I never, you know, never thought about until when you're done with the game of football. Now you start thinking what's next and being a 32-year-old and still, you know, knock on wood, a long life ahead of you. You know, you gotta keep your mind busy and keep going. So that was one of the things that I started focusing more on is just learning the business world. I went back to UT, yes, got my degree.
Somebody would have told you played 10 seasons, I guess almost 1,000 tackles, 25 picks. Would you have taken it?
Yeah, I would have. I mean, the last 2 years that I played at Texas, I mean, I led the team in tackles. And that was one thing that, you know, it was always get to the ball. And that's the one thing I always prided myself on was just get to the ball. You know, you never know what may happen when you're around the ball. And, I mean, you watched that from the Titans defenses last year. I mean, those guys were getting to the ball and good things was happening. So, that's the one thing I would tell anybody, you know, get to the ball because that's where all the action is. That's where the ball is. And the whole purpose of playing defense is get the ball back for the offense.
Rookie minicamp begins today.
It does?
This week.
Okay, okay, okay. You know, soak it all in, but at the same time, be ready to work. I mean, it's a job now. You know, when you played at college, you played in high school, you was playing for the love of the game, and you still play for the love of the game, but just realize that, you know, what you put on tape, what you put on film, and those things is what happens, is what your career is going to be. You know, again, go back to what I said before. I seen a lot of guys, that number always stayed the same, that uniform did, but that name on the back of the jersey changed, and I seen a lot of guys that had the ability to play, you know, 9, 10, 12 years. I mean, they was real good football players, but decisions that they made, you know, unfortunately didn't work out for them, and they was out the league, you know, quicker than I was. Of course. You know, my wife is from here. My daughter already said she wants to move back because she's born and raised. She was born and raised here. She didn't leave until I was released. So definitely be around, especially in the summertime and things of that nature. So we'll see what happens. Plus, you know, support my guys and stuff. You know, I already looked on the calendar and what games I want to come to. So I'm going to see who's going to give me free tickets or they're going to make me pay for it.
How much you miss it? I mean, you talk about your teammates.
You know what? It was tough. You know, there were some days where, you know, you wake up and, you know, especially Sundays, you know, you wake up and, you know, you looked at that time that you was normally ready to get on the bus, eat breakfast and be ready to go play in a game. And, you know, I did the ritual, you know, whether, you know, when I was in Carolina, text, you know, your guys and tell them good luck and good luck out there. And, you know, but then when the kickoff came at 12 o'clock, you know, I would try to occupy myself, go play basketball or something to get my mind going. But I mean, no matter what time it was when the Titans were playing, I made sure I was sitting right there in my seat and watching the games. But you know, it was tough at first, but you know, when you start looking back at it and you kind of look at yourself being selfish when you're saying that, you know, you played 10 years, and if you want to, you know, pout about it or, you know, be upset about it or whatnot about not being able to continue to play, you know, you're kind of being selfish, because again, there's some guys that go through that rookie mini camp, that goes through that training camp and don't ever get to play a down of football after college. I mean, I have a twin brother who never played after college. So I started thinking more and more about it, you know, having my family there, my wife, the kids, and being able to go to their games and things of that nature. And I really started seeing that, you know, there's life after football. And that started making it easier to transition. I think the biggest thing is when I'm at their games, I get that same enthusiasm and that same motivation that I'm out there yelling and screaming, cheering them on, and then my wife has to tell me, calm down, they're kids. And I'm like, okay, you know, you're 100% right. But again, I mean, it was tough at first, but I mean, right now I'm at ease. You know, I get to retire Tennessee Titan, and this is where I started at, and now, you know, you close that chapter in my book, and it's now the start of a new chapter.